Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. It's always great to check in with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs, and she joins us on the phone lines. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me.
It is always great to check in. And Sydney, we're playing Christmas music once again at the radio station and playing Bing Crosby's It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. I don't know about the weather. I don't think it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
I know. It was certainly a very warm day yesterday, getting closer to Christmas. But I'll be looking forward to maybe a little bit of snow closer to Christmas.
Yeah, maybe a little closer to Christmas. But gosh, today it's 1 month away from Christmas Day, with this being November 25th. Oh my gosh. Okay, in the meantime, we've got great recipes with our recipe of the week. Sydney, what do you have for us?
Yes, so I mean, speaking of Christmas, getting into December, things are getting busy. So for this week's recipe, I wanted to pick something that would be great for school lunches and work lunches alike, because that's often a meal that kind of, you know, can be difficult when we get into these busy seasons. So this week's recipe is called Broccoli and Cheese Savory Muffins.
Okay, sounds intriguing. Sydney, take it away.
Yeah, so this recipe is a great example of how you can use a classic favorite, like muffins, as a vehicle for some nutritious additions. These muffins can also be great if you're working on introducing solids to your toddler and are looking to get creative with some different ways to serve veggies. They're high in fiber, they contain protein and vitamin C. So to make this recipe, first you're going to combine 1 cup of either all-purpose flour, or you could also use whole wheat flour, 1/2 cup of cornmeal, 1/3 cup of wheat germ, some baking powder and baking soda in a bowl, and then set that aside. In another bowl, you're going to whisk together 1 cup of plain Greek yogurt, 1/3 cup of milk, 1 egg, and a few tablespoons of canola oil. Combine both of your mixtures together and then stir in about 1 cup of chopped broccoli. Thawed frozen broccoli is great for this if you have some in your freezer and are looking to use it up. And then you're also going to stir in 3/4 cup of shredded cheese. Scoop your batter into a muffin tin and bake in a 400-degree oven for about 12 minutes or until they're golden brown. Let them cool and then enjoy by packing them in lunches for the week or even using them as a grab-and-go breakfast option.
Well, you can always get creative with muffins and in terms of adding things like fruit, but Sydney, my goodness, adding something like broccoli and cheese with a muffin, but you're saying it totally works.
It absolutely does. You know, we think of things like zucchini bread, right, where we put vegetables in those as well, and they do make, you know, really moist, delicious baked goods. So muffins and broccoli is just another really great example of a way that you can get in some of those extra veggies, and they actually are really tasty.
Okay, I encourage you to give it a try. It's broccoli and cheese savory muffins. We'll have the recipe, of course, on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. And Sydney, there's a great deal alert happening with the Zehrs, something that's back, but only till December 7th.
Yes, absolutely. So we currently have our wonderful 50% back and PC Optimum points offer on all individual nutrition counseling services. That will be on until December 7th. So you could earn almost 500,000 PC Optimum points with the purchase of our largest nutrition package. So if you've been thinking about nutrition counseling, now is a really, really great time to take advantage of that offer and get some additional PC Optimum points back. And you can find all of that information on my Facebook page, which is Sydney B, your dietitian at Zehrs.
Well, that's a lot of points that you could earn. Wow.
Yes, that's a lot of free groceries.
There you go. Again, details with Sydney B, your dietitian at Zehrs. And Sydney, I know it's not necessarily beginning to look a lot like Christmas with the weather, but I assume it's your household, because those photos of your cat at the Christmas tree were absolutely beautiful.
Thanks so much, Jamie. I hope that everybody who was able to see those pictures last week of my cat Cinder under the Christmas tree having a snack enjoyed them. She is making that a habit now on a daily basis. So I'm sure that we'll probably have some more pictures to share as we get closer to Christmas.
Oh, sounds good. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs. Sydney, always a pleasure, and have yourself a great weekend.
Thank you, Jamie. You too. And I hope that everyone has a great weekend as well.
Perfect, Sydney. That's